Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm with Robbie De Niro of Athletes Unleashed in Orchard Park. And Robbie, we are still waiting to hear from New York State about where gyms fall in the phase of reopening. And first off, your thoughts on where gyms should be with regards to reopening.
Not just gyms, Tom. Everything. Everything should be open. There shouldn't be anything closed right now. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's asinine, and it's not doing anything.
Why do you feel every business should be open in New York State?
Because Americans don't react with fear and hiding indoors. This is no different than a terrorist attack. This is no different than how we react when somebody decides to leave a bomb at the Boston Marathon. We don't lock our doors. We don't stop going to movie theaters. We don't stop going to post offices. We don't stop going to grocery stores. We don't stop congregating in churches. We don't respond with fear. We have a challenge with this virus that nobody really knows. I'm not claiming to be a specialist that knows more about diseases than anybody else. I'm not claiming to be a constitutional expert that knows more about other people. What I do know is this is not how Americans react. We don't restrict liberties and freedoms when we are faced with a challenge. And right now, we are having our First Amendment and our 14th Amendment right trampled on, and it's not right. There's never a reason to do it, period.
Now, earlier this week, if I recall correctly, you opened up your facility. Please tell us how that went.
It went well. I have a 7,500 square foot facility. I had 9 athletes show up. Even if I had 20 athletes show up and had them all inside, each athlete would still have over 100 square feet of personal space. I had 9 people show up. I kept 5 outside because they were running, 4 inside because they were doing shorter sprints. There was no issues. We had an incredible workout. Unfortunately, before the workout started, the police showed up. There was no workout going on when they showed up. So there was nothing for them to cite me for. There was nothing for them to even talk about. And they said, hey, have a good day. And they left.
As far as your facility, you say you're getting your ducks in a row and ready to get started again. How soon could you get started again?
I'm going to try again next week. I have a few detractors out there, a few vocal detractors that like to talk about how selfish it is to want to open and how I'm putting other people at danger. And while I empathize with their feelings, and I'm sorry that they're scared of this virus, or they're scared of spreading it, they're scared of catching it, freedom is not expendable. Freedom isn't part-time. We're either free or we're not. Their fears can never infringe upon my freedom to live my life without fear. If they're fearful, they can stay inside, wear a mask, duct tape their entire body for all I care, put a mask, wrap their house in tinfoil, whatever they need to do to feel safe, they can do it. Their fear cannot impact our ability to live freely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.